Hello, it's Rich Wolf from the Board of Great American 3. It's February 1st. And first of all, félicitations, Michel. C'est incroyable. Michel Desjoyeaux has finished the Vendée Globe, winning the race, taking time off the record set by Vincent Riou last time, but even more time because this course was longer by almost 1,200 miles than the 2004 race. Incredible effort. He's 1,700 miles before Armel Lecoyache, who will likely be second if Roland Jourdain is not able to continue without his keel. He's in second place at the moment, but what an incredible job. And I had the privilege of having an extraordinary email exchange with Michel last winter when I asked him if I could send him some questions. And he, after the qualification voyage in December a year ago, and he said, yes, it's okay to send them in English. Well, I didn't think that was probably respectful, so I did write them all in French. And in February, when I was back in the U.S., and he actually wrote them all his answers back within 24 hours in English. It was an extraordinary thing, and this exchange went back and forth several times. Quite an incredible guy, one of the greatest sailors the world's ever seen, for sure, and a friendly, open guy, too. The nickname is Le Professeur, because he shares his knowledge with everyone. Amazing, amazing. Here on the boat, we've been through a very difficult 24 hours with this huge low-pressure system. Still in the influence of it. We're heading north. We finally got to the west side of it yesterday afternoon late. Headed north with the southerly winds on that side of the rotation. The rotation down here is clockwise for the low-pressure systems, as opposed to counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere. And the wind built quickly, and we had still had the storm driven three reefs in the main up. We had, as we sort of came across the whole system, with huge seas and huge winds up to 55 knots. And this all built back up very quickly, and of course it got dark at the same time, and then faced with difficult choices as to whether to try to bring the mainsail down, which from a third reef is very difficult to do. It's blown against the mast, doesn't want to come down, it gets blown up, back up if it's sort of not tied down. Or anyway, we kept going, going faster and faster and faster with the pilot until, I wrote a long, long detailed description about it as the ship's log, and without going through it all again here in the audio report, we had eventually about 3 o'clock in the morning, had a crash jibe, and with the keel on the wrong side, only right over, almost on its side, to about 70 degrees, and it could have been catastrophic, could have brought down the mast, or break the runners, or break the mast under compression. All sorts of other things could happen since you're trying to put the boat back on its upright when it's sideways, and with no controls at all because it's dead in the water. With seas running now at this point about 25 feet or so, breaking, and awful, just awful, pitch black dark or night. Eventually was able to get the boat jibed back, and then was able to get the mainsail down. Urge you to read the log for the details. A very difficult situation, and could have been catastrophic for the whole effort. It's the first time it's happened in this race. It's happened 3 times before. Various weather conditions. Sometimes it can happen when it's light weather. If the pilot loses it, you end up on the wrong tack. Light winds, it's happened. And unfortunately, probably it has happened before, so I kind of had an idea what to try to do. And it was able to work and bring the boat back. But anyway, very difficult to. We ended up being the fastest boat, the fleet, for those 9 hours, I think, but it was entirely not intentional. We hit the highest speed we've hit during the entire race at 24.5 knots, or at least that's what I saw on the speedometer. And not wanting to do that at all, it just creates risk. And probably should have tried to get the main down earlier, but it's a very difficult task, and brings all sorts of other risks. You know, exposure up by the mast while the waves sweeping the deck, dark at night, blah, blah, blah. It's just a horrible mess. So anyway, we have survived to fight another day, and We're still now with just a storm jib. The wind is slowly diminishing. Now it's down to about 40 knots. I'm quite certain we had steady winds from 55 to 60 knots last night in this, and gusts to 65 probably. We only have one wind instrument at the top of the mast that's working now. It's a wind speed, and we would get, I've seen 52 knots of wind speed with the boat doing 18 knots. So you can add the two together, and it's a broad reaching pretty much. And we had a lot of wind last night. It was chaos, and we're very lucky to have gotten through it all. I think everything is intact, but actually haven't spent that much time on deck today. We're just sort of going along now with the storm jib again, just trying to outlast this. You know, the storm is heading south. East, supposedly, the barograph is slowly rising. Nothing like it fell. It's slowly rising, and just trying to wait it out until we get something that we can actually work with. So anyway, that's it from here. Great American 3, off and clear.